real problem with Just the Missing. You are again watching a latex puppet on the internet. Make better life choices. KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi just revealed explosive news that Senzo Mkhunu, the Minister of Police himself, is under investigation. South African police are so efficient, they're doing the crime in-house. There was a tender that was inflated by 4,500%. What type of tender gets inflated by 4,500%? This better be for blow-up dolls. Then they tried to assassinate the whistleblower, but they got the wrong guy. They assassinated the wrong frickin' guy. You know you're a tenderpreneur when even your political assassinations don't deliver on their promises. Damn it. And the DA clearly wants to leave the GNU, but they can't. Even Jacob Zuma's wives are more independent than the DA. John Steenhuisen is literally WhatsApping Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma for tips on how to leave. MK just doesn't have enough time to be a proper opposition party because they're too busy opposing themselves. If they oppose themselves any harder, they're going to have to change their name to Cope and start an OnlyFans page. To explain what the Jackie Celeb is going on, I have asked one of my favorite South African political commentators. It's none other than Dr. JJ Tabane. How's it, JJ?
Hello, Chester. Good to see you.
I've always wondered, it's good to see you too, and I respect for you coming in. Thanks. I've always wondered, are you a doctor in the same way as Dr. Kumalo is a doctor?
No, I studied.
You studied?
Yeah.
What did you study?
For 5 years. Studied media studies.
I studied
journalism. I studied communications. All of those for 4 years, four long years, producing over 300 pages of my PhD, which I'm happy to share with you.
300 pages?
Not an honorary doctorate.
300 pages sounds like a letter from Thabo Mbeki, I'm not going to lie.
I enjoy his letters. Burn. I enjoy his letters, though. I thought the recent letter was like a masterclass in national dialogue. Half of the stuff you are saying, nobody has ever communicated.
No, that's true.
I
myself...
I had no idea that those foundations were actually running the dialogue. I had absolutely no idea. I thought Ramaphosa was running it. That's why he announced 35, old guys to surround him when he's doing the dialogue.
But we didn't know. Mbeki, he stole the idea.
No, it's his idea.
Can I tell you why I think the Thabo Mbeki sent Helen Zille a letter?
Why?
Because he's trying to murder her with boredom. It's a political assassination. Mkhwanazi needs to investigate this immediately.
But look, I think we need to talk. You know, when it's like when your wife says, we need to talk. That's where we are in South Africa.
You're up for the national dialogue.
We need to talk. Yeah, we need to talk. I don't know whether it should cost R1 billion, but we need to talk.
No, definitely. We could start a WhatsApp group. I mean, it really is ridiculous.
Yeah, we don't need to spend another R1 billion.
Because
we spend R1 billion trying to tell, to remind each other about who's corrupt.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we did nothing
exactly.
about it.
We didn't need it.
That's the only fear I have about the national dialogue. But dialogue...
It's just more talking cock. Isn't it going to just be more... We know what needs to be done.
If there was no dialogue, some of us will have no jobs.
That's true. So, well, that's you and I are the dialogue kings. I think that's what's going on. He's got a tender for dialogue.
All for dialogue.
Did Ramaphosa give you a tender for dialogue?
I don't know who to invoice.
Answer me now.
At the moment, I don't know who to invoice.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
I'm trying to find out.
What's your VAT number? Maybe they'll send the... You're correct. Oh, no. I'd like to invoice Becky Kele for the National Dialogue, JJ Tabane.
Listen, Chester, seriously, we need to talk. There's a lot of things going on. You've just mentioned one of them, right, where you can't even run to the police.
Yeah.
You got to run away from the police. When the police stop you, not sure, are these the real police?
Or are they the criminals?
Are the corrupt ones that Mkhwanazi is talking about? Remember, this is not new. I wish it was. 5 years ago, I asked the Minister of Police then, why do you have police with criminal records?
Yeah,
1,500. At that point, I think it was...
I thought you literally had to have a criminal record to become a police officer. I thought that was one of the job requirements.
1,500 police with criminal records. And then they say, no. Maybe it's traffic fines. I mean, rubbish.
Lies. Unamanga. And those 1,500 are all called Senzo Mkhunu. Listen, man, I think having a national dialogue when we have 56% youth unemployment is like, it's like arriving at Baragwan with a stab route, and instead of fixing you, they go, oh, we need to talk about it first. We know what's wrong in this country. Why do we need to talk more cock about it?
Well, maybe we need to talk about who must implement there are good policies that
all
the ANC always says.
But isn't that elections?
Good yes, it is. I mean, I don't know whether John Steyn is right by saying the dialogue is an electioneering thing. It's not supposed. Well, they can just postpone it and do it after the elections.
That's fair enough. Listen, they know they won't survive it, though. They won't survive it. JJ, why does the ANC not respect us? Because I haven't felt this disrespected since I last paid my TV license.
Well, the ANC doesn't respect you because you don't respect yourself. How do you vote for the same people for 30 years when they are failing you?
Yeah.
You're getting exactly what you deserve.
Yep.
You want a useless government, you vote for a useless government.
That's what you get.
Complain about the useless government.
That's what you get. I mean, it's like going to Spur and ordering a burger, and they bring a burger, and you're pissed off.
There's a place in Northwest called Tswaying. I don't expect you to be able to pronounce that.
Say it again.
Tswaying.
Tswaying.
In Tswaying, right, sewage is flowing into graveyards.
Wow. That's cock.
Yet.
You see what I did there?
Yes. Oh. You know how many people are voting for the ANC there? 68% of those same people, right, who have to stand the stench
of poo
into their
graveyards. Why did you wonder what the stench was?
Okay. And they still vote for the ANC.
Why?
The next week they march to say, oh, we have a terrible place and so on. Yeah, but they vote for the same people. So, sorry, you don't respect you because you don't respect yourself.
Listen, does Ramaphosa have the power to fire Senzo Mkhwanazi if it turns out that he is a scallop?
No, he's always said the
power. Because he doesn't have
fire.
Any power.
He just doesn't have the balls to fire anybody. You can't tell me about the deputy minister.
I didn't know it was a lack of balls.
We didn't even know existed. He fired somebody we didn't even know existed.
Exactly.
But the people he's supposed to fire, he doesn't fire.
He doesn't fire.
He couldn't fire Zweli Mkhize, who stole stuff from dead, from dying people during COVID.
Yeah.
He praised him. He said, oh, he's a great guy.
Yeah. If Ramaphosa
so
had
how do you expect
power,
him to fire Senzo,
who
probably has a file on him?
Exactly.
Not gonna do it.
Exactly. The Bosasa of things. If Ramaphosa any less power, Eskom would decommission him. Listen, man, the ANC is claiming they can renew themselves. Are you buying it at all?
No, they cannot. Come on. Are you joking?
Don't you think they can?
Are you joking? I mean, they've been talking renewal since, PE. I don't know whether you remember the NGC in PE when Becky talked about a new cadre.
Yeah.
This is more than 20 years ago. They've been talking about the renewal for 20 years.
So long
Why
ago.
Why would they renew now?
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. It's a recycling thing. And listen, man, how badly did John Steyn screw up when he told Ramaphosa the DA will leave and then didn't?
I don't know what you expected from John Steyn. John Steyn was the first person to write a letter to Ramaphosa to say Afrikaners are being murdered because Malema is singing songs in the stadium.
Oh, the lies.
And now he goes to the U.S. and acts surprised.
I didn't know where this came from.
He wrote a letter. Go and look at it on Media 24.
I didn't actually know he was the first one.
After Malema sang Kill the Boer at the big stadium during the 10th anniversary of EFF. He was the first one to do it.
Yep.
Forget about AfriForum and so on. John
Steyn
was the first one to write a rubbish letter to Ramaphosa saying people are going to be slaughtered in the streets if he doesn't stop Malema. Now, when Trump believes him, he gets surprised.
He has no idea. Well, that seems to be what political leaders do. Every time load shedding happens, Ramaphosa does the same
thing. Shocked.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. But he's the only one who actually has electricity. So how are you shocked, you lying bloody bastard? But listen, man. Listen, I think that right now, that John's wedding vows to the GNU should have been until my political bet death do us part, because he's toast. Look at Helen Zille. Does Helen Zille, do you think she's going to be the mayor of Joburg?
Look, why can't she just retire? I mean, Helen is tired.
No, she's right. She should be in a museum somewhere.
He's not going to survive here in Joburg. This is not Cape Town. He's not going to survive here, you know, thinking that maybe she can just shout her way into success. It doesn't work that way. Secondly, truly, the GNU for me is over. It wasn't supposed to start in the first place.
It's over. I don't know if you've been watching TV, but it's still acting like it's going.
No, it's
is it like Musiwe Lokota's political career? It's pretending to be alive.
The DA can't leave because then they must explain to their constituency, why did you give up? They have to be fired so that they are victims. They're like Zuma, you know. You've got to be a victim of something. So now they're irritating the ANC every day. Zille has basically told me straight in my face that Ramaphosa can't fire anybody at all without checking with her. And wait, I said,
Zille told you that Ramaphosa has to check with her before he fires someone.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God, it's toast.
I said, really?
Ramaphosa's toast. Oh, my God.
I said, really, Zille?
Oh, God.
She says, yeah,
she's got you by the get my fans back.
And then
Ramaphosa
went to prove her wrong and fired one of her nondescript deputy ministers.
Yeah, Whitfield. Turns out he's...
Nondescript. We didn't even know the guy existed.
No, he sounds like a land. We fired land. I thought we were getting land back. Now we're firing it. Whitfield. It's a field joke, but never mind.
So it looks like the GNU partners are spending time irritating each other to see who's going to blink first.
Isn't that like a marriage?
Well, I don't know.
So whoever sleeps around...
You irritate each other deliberately. You irritate each other by being in what we call a society of mutual tolerance.
Yeah, that's correct. Mutual tolerance, well described. Look, Pieter Groenewald, Minister of Correctional Services, thinks we need to bring back corporal punishment. What do you think?
I think Groenewald sometimes, when he wakes up, he sometimes doesn't watch the calendar, you know. He thinks it's 1980.
That's what I was going to say. He doesn't realize apartheid's over. Well said.
Somebody,
I agree.
Somebody just give the guy a calendar. Because, you know, these days they no longer print calendars because it's on your phone.
Yeah.
But I think somebody must give him a calendar written 2025. That's all I'll say to Peter.
I think he's just been watching too much adult movies on the internet. Spank me, Groenewald. Spank me. Just wants to spank people. Spank me, Groenewald. Spank me hard at one. Listen... is MK going to fall apart? Because right now, they look like a keep out of jail card for Jacob Zuma.
No, it's not going to fall apart.
Well, it's not keeping together either.
Yeah, because you think it should be orderly in the first place. That's your problem.
Oh, I see. Is that my mistake?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's your mistake. All you have to look at all the opposition parties since 1994. Let's start with UDM.
Yeah.
Are they keeping it together?
No, they're toast, but they're not even really around. It's just Bantu now.
Yeah, but they started in all fanfare of black and white together, Kumbaya, Ruth Mayer, and Holomisa, right?
Yeah.
The PAC doesn't have even a seat in parliament.
But they're kind of, that's falling apart, isn't it? Just because you got
Hope
one...
doesn't exist anymore.
Having one seat is not keeping it going. They're on 15%. Do you think they can increase it? I mean, how do you increase it? If you keep firing your Secretary General every 15, like it's a cell phone contract.
Yeah, they're not going to increase it, unfortunately. Okay? It's a question of how far down are they going to go?
Okay, that's what I wanted to ask you. Listen, JJ, be honest with me now. I'm a puppet, you're a puppet. Be honest.
How am I a puppet?
You work in the media, you know you are. Everyone knows you're being paid by Rupert and the Guptas
at the same time.
We all know that you're someone's puppet. Haven't you gone on Twitter? Those people have conspiracy theories.
Whoever can pay.
Yes, know, whoever can pay. If you want to pay, my EFT details are at the end of the show.
Whoever can pay.
We will be there. Listen.
We have to work.
We have to work. They're also getting paid. JJ, when you see him, Zwanele Manye, do you call him Jimmy?
Well, I don't want to be shot at, you know. I would rather call him Zwanele. But I do miss Jimmy.
Yeah. I
miss Jimmy. You know, Jimmy used to be a chairperson of something called the Employment Equity Commission. And he used to bring out the report every year to say, this is what the companies that don't want to transform, these are who they are, name and shame. He used to be a good activist. In fact, he used to be the president of something called the Black Management Forum.
I love those guys. Where is he now?
Jimmy.
Why isn't he doing that?
I don't know where Jimmy is.
He's running around. He got fired. I got him with Klope there at State of the Nation. Judge decommissioned Klope, deactivated judge, and he ran away from me.
But you've got to give it to the guy. I mean, he can really, really change... colors,
yes,
like you can't believe
they're like a chameleon, changes colors
from green
faster than
to red, from red to green. What he hasn't done, at least, he has not gone to the DA, and for that, I commend him.
Yeah, but he is a political slut, other than that. I mean, the ANC now, that's the DA's problem, is that kind of ANC light now.
I wouldn't even call him a political slut because frankly, what is the difference between ANC, MK, EFF, COPE? It's no difference. It's different
colors. The same things, yeah.
There's different colors of the same ANC, honestly. Yeah. He's just being more honest. There are people who are COPE, who are coping quietly.
Yes.
Who are EFF quietly.
Yeah.
Who are MK quietly.
Yeah.
But they remain in the ANC because maybe it pays their salaries.
Yeah, does pay our salaries.
He didn't think so. He just changes, right, when he sees it fit. So to
Jumps.
Do, but it's the same thing. It's the same children of the same revolution.
But how do we ever crack out of that? Because it's just the simple, we have one big ANC, group ANC block, MK, EFF.
These are all factions.
It's never going to change.
These are all factions.
It's just the ANC.
ANC.
But now the DA is also a faction of the ANC. This is weird. It's like we're in a one-party state that won't admit it. I was there at State of the Nation. Most guys are not attacking.
The DA is a faction of the ANC.
They are now. Come on, aren't they?
The DA has told us, just that we don't want to hear. They said, we don't want employment equity. We don't want land distribution.
Yeah.
We don't want BEE.
Yeah,
we don't want any. They want nothing that changes the lives of black people.
No, they don't. They just want it to stay the same, and it'll trickle down eventually into the... The only time Helen Ziller wants black people to get the land is when they're buried in it.
Just the ANC didn't believe them when they said they don't want any of those things and still married them.
Yeah, you know? They're just trying to avoid the humiliation of hanging out with... Why won't they join with MK?
But look, at the end of the day, the GNU is unlikely to collapse because... Everybody is having a piece of the action.
There we go.
The NC has a piece
brigade.
Of the action. The DA has a piece of the blue light.
Yep.
So they're going to keep it together.
So what's going to happen?
Despite it all for the next 5 years.
What's going to happen to Floyd? Because, I mean...
Floyd is forming another faction of the ANC. He's forming another party.
God. That's not going to happen. Is that going to happen?
No, he's forming a party.
No, I don't think he's actually going to
Why
achieve
not?
It. Do you think... Because he's one guy. He's one bloody guy.
No,
what's
he's
gonna...
not one guy. He had
I
the
think
whole
he's
range
call
of
it...
people. He announced the whole, you know, process in the sense that there are lots of people and so on. It's going to be another faction that will give him one or two seats.
I emailed him and I said that I literally invited him to a manifesto launch for our new party, EFT. Economic freedom, zack!
Listen, I think we need the Floyd in this country.
Can you be our Secretary General?
We need those brains. He just wants to get a way into parliament. He'll get his way. He has two seats there in the next election.
And he get a retirement fund done.
Yeah.
Wow. These politicians are all part of the same bullshit system.
That's what all these politicians want. They just
it's amazing.
One or two. I mean, look at Rais Mzanzi.
Yeah.
Big promise.
Yeah.
30 million rand later, two seats.
Nothing. Not, and that's stupid.
And I'm not
name.
Phased. I'm not phased by it. I mean, Songhe Zokuzibi is a brilliant guy. He managed to get himself, you know, to be chairperson of SCOPA.
Yep.
He probably is going to be a
yep.
minister soon if the DA gets out of the way. You know, so do you think that 30 million rand was a good investment? Yes, maybe for whoever funded him.
Whoever funded him. But that's what I've always wondered about. I mean, Rais Mzanzi sounds like a type of Viagra, doesn't it? It's an erection, yeah? Time for hard choices.
Rise
or Mzanzi.
I don't have experience with Viagra, but anyway.
You say that. You say that, but you work at the ENCA. Everyone knows how hard that job is. Listen, man.
No, I loved it at ENCA.
I know
they
we
let
like
me
them.
Do what I want.
Yes, they do. It's like me. I have to go in the suitcase at the end of the day, unlike those puppets at SABC. Listen, Jacob Zuma bought down the EFF, crippled the ANC. Why do people still act like he's the savior of black people?
Well... He's loved by some, hated by others, which is the bane of everybody's existence. Not everybody can love you, Chester.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm literally a laid out of latex.
Zuma, regardless, it's called unconditional love.
You do you love me?
He doesn't have to. No, well, I love you, Chester, always.
I love you too, JJ.
Yeah, I love
your
you.
Your mother
very
must have
much.
Loved you too, because when she saw you, she said, JJ! She named you twice, JJ!
Listen,
it's not just you,
listen,
it's JJ.
So Zuma, right, even if you may hate him, lots of people like him. And it's proved in the elections.
I don't know if I hate him. I just think that his claim, there's a specific claim that's made that he's the savior, he's going to bring back the land. It's like he was a president for 9 years. If he's going to bring back the land, he would have done it in 2014. Where did he do it? It's all a scam.
Well, it took 300 years for land to be taken away. I'm not sure why people expect it to be returned in 2 years.
Wow, that's a strong answer. Wow, that's...
You understand?
Yo, white guy, you're toast. Nailed you with that one. Good luck digging yourself out of that hole. Do you think, well, I mean, he protected apartheid's biggest murderer, Eugene de Kock, you know, Life is Dimeni, Marikana, he was the president. So I'm not sure why this idea of being the savior of black people gets absorbed. I'm confused by it.
All presidents.
I understand Zilla's bad. She's very bad.
All the presidents have people that they protected. You know, Mbeki tried to protect Jackie Celebi.
Yeah.
Let's not forget. Okay. Yeah. The Mbeki administration, including the Mandela administration, refused something called the wealth tax. People are calling for wealth tax now. They think it's a new thing. It's not a new thing at all. In fact, it was recommended by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission.
Desmond Tutu.
Now they want another commission.
Now they another
to
one.
Tell
oh.
them why
oh,
they didn't
God.
Listen to the other commissions.
The commission for the commission. That's the one thing we
it's
can deliver
madness.
On in South Africa
it's
is commissions.
It's pure madness to call for another commission. You fail to implement the commission. Right, Desmond Tutu, may his soul rest in peace, told you got to implement some kind of a wealth tax because these people have been so rich that dying from being full, while others are dying from being hungry.
Did you hear that there's a movie coming out about South Africa?
I thought we were already in a movie.
No, we got a new one. It's a
Why
new
do
movie.
We need a movie.
Do you know what it's called?
No.
Commission Impossible. I'm out! No, seriously, get my hands up. Get my hands up. I've got one last question for JJ because he's a genius. Here we go, JJ. Do you think the ANC will allow Cyril Ramaphosa to finish his term of office, or will they fire WhatsApp him, you know, like the
no,
or will they
finish,
WhatsApp fire
he'll
him,
finish
you know?
His term of
no
office.
Hard feelings. You think he will?
He'll finish his term of office because he's keeping the standards exactly where they have been, which is at the very, very lowest common denominator.
Yeah.
Why would they fire him? For what?
Well, next, there's going to be a next. Who's going to be the next president of the ANC?
Well, there's a deputy
Helen
president
Zilla.
Called Mashatile, remember?
Oh, my God, Mr. 30 million rand house. You
no,
reckon?
He's waiting in line. How, do you want him to live in a shack?
No, I don't want to live in a shack. No.
Yeah, so what?
Where did he get the money for a 30 million
no,
rand
it's
house?
His son. He's already told you it's his son. His son is rich.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, my son's just rich. It's like Gayton's son. No, they just won the lottery.
Just be ready
They're
for,
all just rich.
Be ready for Paul Mashatile. Let me tell you why. In 1999, when Thabo Mbeki was supposed to be president, the Mail and Guardian, you know, had the big headline, "Is Mbeki fit to rule?" And they made a lot of noise. The ANC ignored that. When Zuma wanted to be president, the Sunday papers made the big noise. Oh, this guy's a crook. 800 charges. He became president. So it doesn't matter what the media was going to scream and say.
Yeah.
Whoever the ANC wants to be president is going to be president.
Even so if they've only got a 40% majority.
Just be ready for Mashatile.
What about the next elections? What if they get under 40%? How are you going to
well,
win?
Well, they got under 40% now. You still made them president.
That's true. That's true.
Oh,
my God. They can't get rid of these
bloody
bastards.
Cabinet.
Scoundrel. Kabeja bastards. You were absolutely brilliant. Tell everybody to vote EFT, please. Look in the camera and say, vote EFT.
You need EFF or EFF?
EFT. Economic Freedom Tech. Me and Floyd are taking things down, and you are going to be our Secretary General. Don't argue, it's
no,
going to happen.
I think you must start your own political party.
Well, you can join
Call
me. It can
Puppet,
be the
Puppet Masters.
I'm calling it Papa Pa, and I'm launching it this weekend at the at Monte Casino, and I want you to come.
I'm going
to
miss it.
The Secretary General, I know, because you're going
to... I'll follow you to
Where are you
Town.
Going?
I'll be in Addis Ababa.
He's going
weekend.
To Addis Ababa because he likes jail time. And, and if this guy says anything like he says here, we're going to have to crowdfund bail money for JJ to Barney. Where's JJ? He's in jail in Addis. Sounds like he's in Tupperware. You guys were absolutely wonderful. Thank you for watching Real Problem with Chester Missing. Make sure you like, subscribe. Where can we follow you, JJ? What's your
At
favorite
JJ
social?
Tabani.
At JJ Tabane, and that is his OnlyFans channel and on Pornhub. Thanks for watching. Thanks, JJ. Thanks for coming
in. Thank you, Chester.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.